Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, February 13th, 2009. Love Never Fails is the title of today's message. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a joy to share these messages with you. Regular listeners may note that we were not on yesterday because we just had a very busy day and never had an opportunity to make a message. We do prepare these messages each weekday morning, unless we need 3 or 4 or 5 hours. Sometimes we just can't get that in. Well, today's message again is titled Love Never Fails, based upon a scripture text from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8 and Hebrews 13, verse 4.
Love never fails. Marriage should be honored by all.
We're having extremely high winds out here in the country where we live. Yesterday, the powerful velocity of 60-mile-per-hour winds swept into some regions of our country, resulting in power outages for thousands. Well, we did not lose power, but when we do, it includes our heat source, since our coal stove has an electric feeder, our water supply, since we have a well requiring a pump, and of course all other electricity, such as hot water.
Well, several years ago, we had a lengthy power outage due to a winter storm. After nearly 6 chilling hours, we decided to enjoy some warmth and working bathrooms, so we went out and got something to eat. Stephen's mother was living with us at the time, so the four of us went to a Burger King. Well, four of us, including Esther, of course. We went to a Burger King and sat down at a table to eat our meal.
Usually when we go to a fast food restaurant, we either do window service or quickly eat and leave. After all, it is fast food. Not this time, though. Since we were in no hurry to give up our warm location, we took plenty of time to eat and visited together and probably bordered on loitering.
As our meal dragged on and on, we began to observe a frail, aged couple who were sitting very close beside each other. Our view of them was obscured by the thick green plants in the privacy partition 2 rows over. It seemed rather peculiar that they were sitting so close beside each other rather than across from one another. It was kind of sweet, kind of like a teenage couple on a date.
Well, I suggested to Brooksine, when she went up to get more condiments, to go a long way around and view this couple from the front. She came back with a full report.
They were seated close together because they were sharing a single meal. The husband was pinching off bird-sized portions of a hamburger and hand-feeding it to his wife. He broke the French fries into about quarter-inch pieces, I mean really small, and gave her very small sips of the beverage through the straw. Apparently, she had had a stroke, and though they were very small bites, it still took her a long time to chew each one and swallow it. He lovingly and patiently waited for her to chew and digest each bite before giving her the next one.
Well, thoughts of Valentine's Day brings about mental images of young romantic love that Kay's Jewelers, Hallmark, Russell Stover, and local florists want to depict. Consider the media's portrayal of the gorgeous Hollywood couple with a lavish wedding surrounded by paparazzi. So often the same headline couple planning the big posh wedding becomes headlines again when they're soon in the midst of an embroiled divorce battle.
However, the full picture of genuine, mature, romantic love is seen in the couple at Burger King. Love's passion will fizzle. Youth and vitality turns into a distant memory, captured only in photos and deep in one's heart. But true love will remain all the days of our lives when we take seriously the marital vows in sickness and in health, till death do us part. I keep a posting that's taped on my copier that says this: the days of love are endless. The time of love is now. The words of love are beautiful. The trust of love, a vow.
Well, this enduring love is at the very heart of Paul's message in what is known as the love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13. That statement, love never fails. Endurance is a word defined as the apt quality or power of withstanding hardship or stress. That's the depth of tested love the world needs to see and emulate. As God's children, we are called to practice it and be living examples for those who look on. We should not only be attracted to each other, but we must remain committed to each other as well. Consider this when you express your love this Valentine's Day, and really, every day.
Let's all pray together. Father, you love us with an everlasting love. Your enduring love stands as the supreme example for us to follow in our human relationships. Even when we have forsaken you and broken our vows, you continue to forgive us and woo us back to yourself. You are not a God of retribution, but a God of mercy. Even when we listen to the world's counsel and experience dismal failure, you pick up the shattered pieces and still call us your own. Only a God like you deserves our complete loyalty. As we personally experience your enduring love when we least deserve it, help us to apply the same kind of enduring love to those who least deserve it from us. Only through your strength can we do even the impossible. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. What a blessing to know of God's everlasting love, and that's the type of love he wants us to have for each other. Well, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This, again, is our message for Friday, February 13th, 2009, our Valentine's Day, our love message. Of course, tomorrow is actually Valentine's Day, the 14th, and many of you will be reading it on that day as well. Have a blessed day. Is there anything else you want to add to today's message, Brooksine?
Well, if I do, it's a longer note.
Oh, I guess some of you will want to listen. If not, go ahead and
just
click
off. Just shut it off if you don't want to hear it.
We're at dailyencouragement.net if you want to go to our website. Go ahead, Ty.
I learned the deepest meaning of marital love when Stephen dealt with diverticulitis beginning in late 2002, which resulted in 4 surgeries over a year's time. Each time he was in the hospital recovering and not at his computer that I could see right from my kitchen window at the time, I realized how much I missed seeing him and talking with him. The romance, oh, he's hugging me now. The romance we first experienced as college students bloomed into companionship, and we're still best friends as we will soon celebrate 33 years of marriage. That love companionship had become something I just took for granted until I realized what it would be like to suddenly be without my lover and best friend. I can assure you that I was at the hospital much more than I was home during his recoveries, because that's where my heart was with my husband. Material comforts never replace the longings of the heart. But I also want to speak to those who, today, their Valentine has gone to be with Jesus, and you're feeling a renewed loss. May you find the communion of the Holy Spirit to be your solace and constant companion. I pray that Jesus, your bright morning star, will light your way today and into the unforeseeable future. May Christ, who is the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon, be as a sweet fragrance to you this day. I also want to address those whose Valentines have greatly disappointed them. Theirs has not been an enduring love, but rather a spouse who has left behind a trail of pain and disappointment. Each time we write or share about marital love or other subject matter such as this, we receive sensitive email describing partners who are alcoholics, abusive, adulterers, and the list goes on. May the grace of Jesus be your sustaining strength and enduring hope. Our Lord Jesus is all sufficient to meet your needs no matter what they are. He is not only there for you, but for your children and all who have been broken by the ungodly circumstances that surround you. Never give up and feel that you're out of the sight of God. If he sees each time a sparrow falls, he's certain to see each teardrop that falls from your eyes. His tender words for you are, "Let not your heart be troubled. Rest on his goodness and cast out your doubts and fears. Trust unreservedly." And then lastly, I consider those whose Valentine has not yet appeared. You're still waiting and wondering. May you rest in God's timing and his unrevealed plan for your life at this time. Rest in his goodness and trust his guidance for all that concerns you.
Amen. Thoughtful wife, always considering any a possible segment of our listening folks. Thank you, Brooksine. And thank you for listening to us today. It's a joy to share these messages, and we pray it has been a blessing. May God fill your heart with his love today.